The Pat Kenny Show
with Aviva Insurance
on News Talk.
Hello.
Oh yeah.
Ah! Whoa! Hey! Whoa! 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 Did I frighten you? Didn't mean to. Sorry. Howdy. My name is Woody, and this is Andy's room. That's all I wanted to say. And also, there has been a bit of a mix-up. This is my spot, see? The bed here.
Local law enforcement. It's about time you got here. I'm Buzz Lightyear, Space Ranger, Universe Protection Unit. My ship has crash-landed here by mistake.
Yes, it is a mistake, because you see, the bed here is my spot.
I need to repair my turbo boosters. Do people still use fossil fuels, or have you discovered crystallic fusion?
Well, let's see. We got double A's.
Watch yourself.
Halt! Who goes there?
Don't shoot! It's okay. Friends.
Do you know these life forms?
Yes. They're Andy's toys.
All right, everyone. You're clear to come up. I am Buzz Lightyear. I come in peace.
Oh, I'm so glad you're not a dinosaur.
Bye-bye. Thank you.
Now, thank you all for your kind welcome.
Say, what's that button do?
I'll show you.
Buzz Lightyear to the rescue.
Oh. Hey, Woody's got something like that. His is a pull strength. Only
it sounds like a car ran over it.
Oh, yeah, but not like this one. This is a quality sound system. Probably all copper wiring, huh? So, where are you from? Singapore? Hong Kong?
Well, that's a clip from an unmistakable film, this week's choice for the perfect movie on Inside Hollywood. It dates from 1995. It is, of course, Toy Story. And I'm joined by Lisa Cannon, head of studio at DMG Media. Lisa, good morning.
Good morning. I thought I'd cheer everyone up on October 1st. Before we hit the Halloween spooky season, I thought, listen, we have to pick a perfect movie. And I've been quite dark last few weeks. We had 7 last week when you weren't here, Pat, and many others. And I thought, well, do you know what? Let's do Toy Story because, you know, can you believe 1995? It's that old. But it was actually the first fully computer animated.
Yeah, and let's talk about that, because I remember when I saw Toy Story for the very first time, the quality of the animation was just different. It wasn't two-dimensional, it was three-dimensional.
No, absolutely. I mean, obviously picking out the clips for today, I was astounded by how, you know, cinematically it was revolutionary at the time, but also it's just as good. It stands the test of time. Now, it was directed by John Lasseter and produced by Pixar Animation Studio, and it introduced audience to a world where toys come to life where humans aren't around. It's a beautifully crafted little story, and the concept kind of is combined with all this cutting-edge animation, which I think captivated viewers and still does. You know, we know we've gone on for Toy Story 2, 3, etc., but really and truly, it's a wonderful piece of art and a perfect animation.
Well, let's carry on with the clips. Let's have a listen to Buzz again.
You were right all along. I'm not a Space Ranger. I'm just a toy, a stupid little insignificant toy.
Whoa, hey, wait a minute. Being a toy is a lot better than being a Space Ranger.
Yeah, right.
No, it is. Look, over in that house is a kid who thinks you are the greatest, and it's not because you're a Space Ranger, pal. It's because you're a toy. You are his toy.
But why would Andy want me?
Why would Andy want you? Look at you. You're a Buzz Lightyear. Any other toy would give up his moving parts just to be you. You've got wings. You glow in the dark. You talk. Your helmet does that whoosh thing. You are a cool toy. As a matter of fact, you're too cool. I mean, what chance does a toy like me have against a Buzz Lightyear action figure? All I can do is...
There's a snake in my boots!
Why would Andy ever want to play with me when he's got you?
My Aww. Goodness. Yeah. So Tom Hanks and Tim Allen there, wonderful voice acting by them. Absolutely
no,
fantastic.
Absolutely.
And you were Buzz for a while, weren't
yes,
you?
Yes, I was dying to tell everyone this. One of my claims to fame, many, many moons ago, I worked in Disneyland Paris when I was a young girl, and like kind of shortly after this movie was brought out, and I got to be Buzz Lightyear for the day. So I had all the bells and whistles and the full costume, and it was brilliant. Not that Buzz Lightyear is not real, by the way, if there's any little ears listening, but it was lovely to be inhabited by the,
now, the technical challenge posed by this. I mean, the computers they use nowadays, it might be easier. We see this with AI and all the rest, that to create things that are not real and look real is less of a challenge. But back then, 1995, and it took several years to make, so back in the early 90s, this was a huge technological challenge.
Oh yeah, this was no small feat. I mean, the team faced numerous challenges in bringing this kind of vision to life, because Pixar developed this thing called RenderMan, a 15 million rendering software to handle the film's kind of visual scale. And the movie required 800,000 machine hours across 117 Sun Microsystem computers. And all of the early drafts featured like Buzz Lightyear as a tin soldier. However, they kind of realised that, you know, the Space Ranger action figure, as we all know and love him now, resonated more with children as Buzz Lightyear, the kind of the friendlier face. And, you know, that Tim Allen brought him to life. But it really was important that they had all the visual effects perfect before, of course, it was out in
Now, the were there domain. Casting choices that might have been other?
Yeah, I mean, there was a few, because Tim Allen is Buzz Lightyear. Billy Crystal declined that role. And I, do you know what? I'm glad. I love Billy Crystal, by the way, but I think Tim Allen's voice, that deep kind of gravelly tones, really brought Buzz to light. But Crystal expressed regret later, saying that it's its only regret I have in the business of something I passed on. Oh, I bet so. And Tom Hanks talks so passionately about being Woody and what it takes out of him as an actor. We have a clip now coming up shortly, but it's just to, it's after the next one, but it's just to explain how really and truly becoming Woody astounds children. I mean, kids meet him in lifts and parents say, oh, that's Woody. And they don't believe until, of course, he brings the voice to life.
The scenario basically is a room full of toys, Andy's toys.
Yes.
And when he's not around, they come to life.
They do indeed.
And there are all sorts of toys there and their own internal dramas. It's not all friends among the toys. They have their quarrels.
They have their quarrels. And there's some really cute anecdotes and cameos as well, just because Pixar can do that. So on Andy's shelf, there's several books featuring titles from previous Pixar shorts, such as Tin Story and Red's Dream. And they hide Easter eggs in their movies as well. A little bit Hitchcockian in that way. But there's been alternative openings that they passed on, you know, where they wanted Buzz to land on an alien planet, but that didn't happen. And several deleted scenes, of course, in the
larger Okay, show. Let's have another clip. And this one?
This one is all about Woody pushing Buzz out the window. Oh, this is terrible. Let's have a listen.
Hey, everyone! RC's trying to say something!
What is it, boy? He's saying that this was no accident.
Huh? What do you mean?
I mean Humpty Dumpty was pushed.
No.
By Woody.
What?
Wait a minute. You don't think I meant to knock Buzz out the window, do you, Potato Head?
That's Mr. Potato Head to you, you backstabbing murderer.
Now, it was an accident, guys. Come on. Now, you gotta believe me.
We believe you, Woody. Right, Rex?
Well, I don't like confrontations.
Where is your honor, dirtbag? You are an absolute disgrace. You don't deserve to. Hey!
Couldn't handle Buzz cutting in on your playtime, could you, Woody? Didn't want to face the fact that Buzz just might be Andy's new favorite toy. So you got rid of him. But what if Andy starts playing with me more, Woody, huh? You're gonna knock me out of the window, too?
I don't think we should give him the chance.
Here he is, man. Drag him!
Let's string him up by his pull string.
I've got dibs on his head.
Would you boys stop it?
Tackle him!
No, wait. I can explain everything.
Hey, Mom, be right down. I've got to get Buzz.
So the door opens, Andy comes in, and silence.
Silence.
They have to be still. Now, we have a clip of Tom Hanks on The Graham Norton Show talking about how tough it is to do this kind of voice role.
Animation films, I would think, well, that sounds easy. But then I read, it's really hard work for you anyway.
Well, it's fun work because the people are great, but it is very, very hard. Particularly Woody, because Woody is always like yelling and he's always concerned, you know. He's always doing that kind of stuff. And the way it works, they start working on it and it takes about 4 years for them to start animating it and get to the final product. So about every 6 months, you go into a recording studio. But you face the booth. The screen is behind you. It's because it's on the lots. And you face the booth. And in the booth are these heads that look like judges at the Olympics. You know, they're just back and they're in a soundproof. You can't hear them, but they can hear every word you say. So you've got a scene where you have to say something like, you're standing, And you have to do 18 variations of something like this. Buzz, if we don't get back there, I'm going to go absolutely berserk. That's what you have to do. And you do it every kind of way you possibly can until your diaphragm is busted, your throat is raw, you've spit all over the copy, and you're and it's your fourth hour of doing this. And when you go, yeah, we're going to go berserk. And then you look at the people in the booth, and they're all going... And they almost press the talk back that they could talk. They go, hey, Tom, that was great.
tough work. Toy Story 2 and 3, as good as the original, do you think?
As good as the original. And, of course, it grossed $373 million worldwide in 1995. I mean, that's a huge feat. I mean, it's just a great story, isn't it? And
it certainly is. Lisa, thank you very much for cheering us up this morning.
Good. The Pat Kenny Show.
With Aviva Insurance.
On News Talk.